So, Brett, how did you go with researching the new stocks?
Well, it was a lot of work. I had to stay at work late every day for the past 3 weeks, but I found a few stocks that I'm quite optimistic about. But I have to say, I'm surprised that I was the only person working on this. Wouldn't you normally want a whole team of people researching something like this?
Normally, yes. But as you know, we're trying to reduce staff hours at the moment, and that means putting less people on projects like this. I decided that you could do this alone.
Okay, I just don't want to be the one held responsible if these stocks go down in the future. Also, I have to say, I have a new baby at home, and I really don't want to do this much overtime.
Don't worry, Brett. I take full responsibility for the rise and fall of our investments. At the end of the day, it's up to me to decide what we invest in. If we select a stock and then it crashes, I'm the one who has to answer to Janet and the investors, not you.
Okay, that's good to hear. It just seemed a bit unusual that I would be the only person working on such an important project. Anyway, shall I present my stocks to you?
That would be great.
Okay, great. So the first stock I want to look at is a 3D printing company called Box Builder. The popularity of 3D printing has shot up dramatically in the past 10 years, and Box Builder has a great idea. Bring 3D printers into factories and replace more traditional machines. You could build everything from water bottles to furniture to aeroplane parts with a 3D printer.
So, Box Builder make 3D printers?
That's right, but they make huge 3D printers for factories, and not for personal use. Last year, the Box Builder stock price fell by 25% because people were unsure if the technology actually works. But this year, the stock price has increased by 34% so far, and I think this is just the beginning.
Well, that sounds exciting. I'll look into it. What else did you find?
I also found a truck company called Nikola. They make trucks that run on hydrogen, which is a great way to reduce pollution. They're also the very first company to make a truck that runs on hydrogen.
Wow. And you're sure these trucks work?
I am. Nikola released several promotional videos showing the trucks driving through the desert, advertising them as the first working hydrogen trucks. A lot of investors were very impressed by the video, so the stock price shot up by 40% last month.
Very impressive. And what was the third stock you chose?
The third company is a company called Future Fridge. They make high-tech fridges that have sensors inside them that send a message to your phone if you're running out of something. It also uses AI to make a shopping list for you every week.
Oh wow, that's a great idea. Have they made a lot of profit so far?
Unfortunately, so far they haven't made any profit. At the moment, their fridges are very expensive, costing more than $10,000 each. Not many people want to pay $10,000 for a fridge, and the number they sell has fallen every year.
Okay. That doesn't sound great, to be honest. Why should we invest in a company if their sales are decreasing?
Well, last month, Future Fridge moved their factory to China, which means the cost of producing a fridge has dropped by almost 60%. On top of that, they were paying an outside company for the software required to monitor the fridge's contents, but now they're going to start making their own software in-house. Both these things have allowed Future Fridge to decrease the price of the fridge from $10,000 to $4,000. I think their sales will increase a lot because of this.
Interesting. Okay, great. Thanks for your work, Brett. I'll do my own research on these stocks and let you know what we decide.